What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, our friend and our host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show from RE/MAX Results and the Red Hot Real Estate Group, Miss Mimi Shoneman. Hello, Mimi.
Good morning.
We are moving directly into summer. Things are moving so quick, and I know we have some more information about that throughout the show. And to help us have that conversation, our good friend from Cross Country Mortgage, Mr. Phil Olson. Hello, Phil.
Good morning.
Hello, hello, hello. All right, give everybody your NMLS number, please.
NMLS 238103, company NMLS 3029, Cross Country Mortgage.
Okay, so weather this past week was amazing.
Beautiful, yes.
And so what does it make you think about doing when it's so lovely like that?
For me, I was doing a lot of the like landscaping type yard work. I was working on my curb appeal is what I was doing.
See, I think you'd be up in the lake doing the backstroke.
I was not. Oh, no, okay. I was like, you know what? I have decided that I want a lawn. And so that takes some more work than I thought. But it was still nice to be outside,
right,
to be out. But
right.
I can understand that thing. And that kind of leads us to today. We're going to talk about those, you know, would you like to have a lake home? What you should do, those kind of things. And I think that'll be a fun conversation to have today.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking about investment properties.
Right.
And Phil has created a lovely math matrix.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, a little math. Isn't that good?
Because I'm not as quick. I think that, you know, even though they both have similar conversations about them, I think the methodology is different because I don't see myself as a second home person per se if it was a lake home, but I do see myself as an investment property person. I've talked to you both about that.
And here's what I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This last week, CPI index came out 8.6. It's
okay.
The highest inflation since August of 1981.
Okay.
So the real theme of our show here today is how to use investment properties to fight inflation.
Okay.
And I'm not telling everybody to go run out there and buy a house.
Right.
But we're going to put some math to this and see what the numbers look like. And they're really, really positive for those clients out there that are afraid of inflation and are looking for another way to increase income. Because the only way to fight inflation is make more money.
Right, right. And that's not always, you're like, well, I can't, what am I going to do? Get another job? And sometimes you've already done all those options. So it's great to have, here's another resource.
So I was reading a really interesting article about how to make extra money. You know, something different than going and getting a part-time job at a place.
Right. So, or being a YouTube star, you know, kind of thing like that. There's some other things out there.
But seriously, in all seriousness, if you like to paint, there is like a shortage of painters like crazy.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, you can actually charge by the room. I mean, $250 plus on the room. And that's some really good cash.
Right.
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 Right there. So me and Phil, we'd be painting up a place.
I've got my painting clothes on right now.
How much can we make?
Yeah.
If the real estate market goes all the way down, we'll be painting.
Right. I think that's going to be great part of the conversation, though, because, you know, when you do get into the investment property conversation, that was something that the three of us talked about when I were like, okay, if you're going to buy this, who's going to do X? Who's going to do Y?
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's like, and knowing yourself, you know, I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to need to have enough money and a cushion to hire somebody to do X, but I'll do Y myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, the key in owning investment properties or second homes is having a broad network around you.
Right.
To help you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A sphere of influence, so to speak.
Right.
And that's where Mimi and I can come into play because we work with so many great people that we can introduce our clients to help them.
Right.
So for that first time investor out there that thinks, oh my gosh, this is too much. No, it's not too much.
Right.
Well, I think that this is a really good time for all of our listeners to text us.
Yes.
They're really great vendors.
Right.
If you've got a great painter, a great plumber, a great electrician.
Cleaning service. Who does
your lawn
maintenance. Right.
Yep. Pick up the phone and text 651-578-2218. All of your great vendors.
Okay.
And we want to add them to our list.
And Mimi, we've got a promo that I want you to tell our listener about.
Here
it's good. It's related to inflation.
Inflation Buster.
Right.
Right? We need a sounder for that.
We'll make one for next week. Okay.
Poof. Okay.
That Phil. Air horn.
Phil's pretty excited about this. Mm-hmm. All right. For the next 2 weeks, anyone who calls and decides to work with Phil and myself, we are offering a $500 gas card promo.
Okay.
Inflation buster. Mm-hmm. When you work with us and you close with us.
Yes.
So you'll get that gas card.
At the closing table.
At the closing table. So how you get that gas, how do you do it? What do you do to sign up for that? You can also text that same number, 651-578-2218, and just type gas card.
Yes.
Or call me at 651-238-6748 to get the ball rolling.
And it's just great to do that, because I've been talking to some of my friends where they were like, we're putting it off. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. All these reasons why they're not starting to have the conversation. And I was like, you guys are like me. It might take you a while to get this done. So you need to like have the experts in your pocket right now.
But here's the thing, Shannon. So you're kind of a unique animal because you have so many different working relationships.
Mm-hmm.
For folks out there listening, it can be literally as fast as a
few days. Right.
So all you have to do is put the application in. Mm-hmm. Let's get that analysis started and get on the go to get this gas buster incentive.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
How about one day? I had a client apply last night, and because they saw a house they wanted to make an offer on this morning, I went into the office at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
I worked it up. They uploaded all their documents. I reviewed all their documents, and their pre-approval went out here this morning at 8:30.
That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
So, okay, that's fine and good and everything. And bravo you. But why'd they wait? What was happening with that?
The client is, let's just say, has got some issues.
Mm-hmm.
And because of those issues, she decided to put a hold on things until she got those issues resolved.
Okay. Right. Fair enough.
So you never want to go to DSW without having the right, you know, things in line. You need to know what you're shopping for. Like Ms. Shannon.
Right.
If you're going to be wearing a yellow dress, you know, you got to know these things.
Exactly.
Then you need yellow shoes then, right?
Right.
Well, maybe.
Well, sometimes if you, or I will put it this way though as well. If you know that you're going to go and look for a certain kind of dress, you have to make sure that you have the proper foundation garments on when you go to try it on.
That's right.
Otherwise, it's not going to look right.
That's right.
So I do think that there are some, back to what we say before, planning helps you. So being able to give yourself that time and have the most, you know, there are quite often things that are going to pop up in the transaction. Do your best to give yourself the proper foundation with a little bit of planning so that it's not stressful.
Exactly.
That's what we encourage.
So here's what I want everybody to know. Phil, I'll ask you a question after I give this little quick tidbit from the Minneapolis Area Association of Realtors. Provides us with all of this really great data every single week. Granted, this is for the month ending of April. The median sales price in the Twin Cities Metro was $370,000, up 10%. Days on market went down to 28 days. Percent of original list price received was 103.8. And our month supply of homes for sale, anybody want to guess?
1.3.
I was going to say 0.75, okay. Less than a month.
1.1. We're seeing inventory ticking up.
Okay.
So same as last year, actually. We're flat.
Okay.
We're seeing lots and lots of homes hitting the market now, which was desperately needed. Phil, last week, what was your very best 30-year fixed?
Very best 30-year fixed. 5.125%.
Did they have to buy it down?
They did.
And how many points did they
1.5 points.
Okay. And how much did that cost them?
Loan was 350, so about $5,000.
Okay.
And their break even point on that $5,000 was 27 months.
Okay. Well, that's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
If you've got the money to do it. Just to let everybody know that may not be aware, you can actually pay to reduce your interest rate, and that's called buying points.
Buying points, and we also have what's called a 2-1 buy down as well.
And talk about that for a minute.
2-1 buy down, basically, let's say your interest rate starts at 5.25. In the first year, you're at 3.25.
Okay.
In the second year, you're at 4.25, and then you're at 5.25 for the remainder.
Okay.
For the remainder of it is the next 30 years,
okay,
or 15 years, whatever it happens to be.
And okay, how much did it cost to do that?
I just worked one out. One cost of $6,300. And understand the consumer cannot pay that. It must be paid for by either a seller concession or it must be paid for by a builder.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Well, that's very interesting to know. And then how many arms have you been doing?
Zero right now.
Okay. Lots of inquiries about them?
Getting more inquiries on home equity loans versus adjustable rate mortgages.
Really?
I do mention adjustable rate mortgages to all my clients, and this is what I normally hear. No. I do not want one.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back, we're going to deep dive into investment properties.
Right. You can also be part of the show. Call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also available as a podcast. You can get this episode and previous episodes. Just go to our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword Red Hot.
Okay, Phil. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about your investment property matrix.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Which one are we talking about? The quad, or are we talking about the second home?
Let's do the quad.
I wanted to do the second home first.
You want to do second home?
Yeah, because it applies to me sooner.
Okay.
All right. We'll do the second home.
Curiosity killing the cat.
Yes.
Up in here.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you, Mimi. It's your show, but I would rather talk about the second home.
It's all good.
Okay. We'll get to the quad in a minute.
We consider you a special request.
Thank you, because I just feel like the quads, it's harder for me to figure out where the quads would be, but I could figure out where the second homes would be. So I just want to talk about that first.
You do.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So we talked about how inflation is cutting into everybody's budget.
Absolutely.
And the only way you can change inflation personally is you have to make more money.
Right.
Now, that means maybe working more hours, getting a better job, or could you buy an investment property, a second home?
Okay.
An Airbnb it.
Right.
We've talked about that in previous shows where you rent out the house. So here are the numbers we're going to use. A $400,000 home.
Okay.
Putting 20% down.
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to put down $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If we rent out this property for 12 weeks.
Okay.
Not the whole year. Remember, we talked about you can't rent out the property more than 50% of the time.
Correct.
Okay. So if we could get rent for 1 week, $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
That's for a lake home. That's cheap.
Yeah.
For a week.
Oh, right.
I'm using $2,500.
Right.
That equals to $30,000 revenue to you in a year. But hold one. We got to minus expenses.
Right.
All right. So you got an Airbnb fee.
Mm-hmm.
About 15%.
Okay.
That works out to $4,500. You've got rental insurance. It's an additional rider you're going to get on that property.
Okay.
It's about $50 a month. That's $600. Our average utility costs, okay, we're gonna estimate $500 a month.
Okay.
$6,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yearly principal, interest, taxes, and insurance based at 6.375%. is $28,944.
Okay.
If we take all the expenses minus the revenue, which is the important thing, right? Mm-hmm. You have a net gain of $5,956, meaning...
And that was 12 weeks. That was only 12
that was
weeks.
That was only 12 weeks.
Okay.
All right. You've made $5,956. Understand... That took care of your whole mortgage payment for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
On $400,000?
On $400,000. And guess what? I'm only
When we put the 20% down.
When we put 20% down. Now, what does that equate to? That's a 7.4% return on your investment of the $80,000 you put into the transaction. And if anybody out there can tell me of a stock, a bond, a money market account that will make you 7.4%, it's not out there. You're not making any money in the stock market right now. You're not making any money in the bond market, and you're definitely not making any money in your bank accounts.
Yeah, we talked about that in our previous show, the Financial Health and Wealth Show, about how we were in what they were calling a sideways market.
All right, so here's a revenue-generating activity you can do to increase your monthly income $500 a month.
So, Phil and Mimi, one of the questions that I have when people are going, okay, you know, because you're hearing all these commercials right now, or at least I'm seeing them in, you know, these things where they're talking about take the equity out of your home to do X, Y, and Z. And it does, it shows a lot of people doing more luxury type things and enjoying themselves. And how do you reframe this as a quality investment opportunity for people when they're, you know, but because is that how we get a lot of this stuff done? If you don't have $80,000 sitting around in your savings account, like how do
most
people
leverage? Mm-hmm. They leverage their assets.
Okay.
So if you own a home and you've got lots of equity in that home, we do a bridge loan, or we do a home equity loan, or we do a cash out refinance of the primary residence to fund the acquisition of the second home.
Right.
And as long as you're looking at the second home as, hey, we're going to live there part of the time, we're going to enjoy the property part of the time, but guess what? We're going to Airbnb this property, which anybody can Google and read the corporate site and read their guidelines and the liabilities and everything like that. All right. There's a way for you to create income in an inflationary market.
Okay.
So, Phil, I think I would like for you to, and we've only got a minute or so before we head into the next break, but talk a little bit about the costs of some of those programs. You mentioned a cash out refi. You mentioned a home equity line of credit, and then there's a soft second. So let's say, for instance, that Ms. Shannon here has a 3.5% interest rate on her existing home, and she really does not want to lose that interest rate for any reason whatsoever.
No.
What other options does she have to get equity out of her house without losing that good rate?
What I would do is do a fixed rate second. It's not a home equity loan. It is a mortgage.
Okay.
It's a second mortgage.
Okay.
You could get it with a 20-year, 15, 10, or 5-year term.
Okay.
You borrow against your home on a fixed rate. Yes, that rate's going to probably be 5.5-6%.
Because that's where we're at now.
That's where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's going to be higher on a second home, on a second mortgage, than on a primary mortgage,
right,
be it the first mortgage.
And, you know, that's a big concern that I hear a lot of people talking about is, I don't want to do anything and lose that rate.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, that's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and I do think that we haven't really talked about this ever because we haven't needed to. But if you happen to have an FHA loan, we can talk a little bit about options with FHA, assumable and that sort of thing, because now maybe your FHA loan is attractive to be assumed.
So before we do that, we're going to go to break. So let's remind everybody about the promotion that we have out there right now, and then we'll talk about that when we come back.
Yep. We have our Inflation Buster Gas Card. So you work with Phil and myself. Over the next 2 weeks, we're offering this, a $500 gas card at closing, the gas company of your choice.
Yes, fantastic. So definitely, that's something that you can get impacted right now and save yourself some money on. Something we know is going to go up.
Fill up the boat.
Absolutely.
No. Boat, RV, name it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So when we get back, we're going to give you some more information on what you can do if you wanted to look into either a lake home or investment property. We also want to encourage you to be part of the show. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Here on My Talk 1071, I'm Ms. Shannon, here with our friend from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and REMAX Results, Ms. Mimi Shoneman. Also, our friend from Cross Country Mortgage, Phil Olson, is with us. We always encourage you to be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show by calling us at 651-641-1071. Now, we're going to get into that financing question, but if you both will indulge me, I would like to go to the phones because Sue has been patiently waiting, and I know that, Sue, you have a question regarding some investments, and we've been talking about that as well. So what is your question, Sue, for Phil and Mimi?
Hello, Sue.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I got to turn my radio down.
Yep.
So hopefully you can hear me and it's not interfering with the phone.
You are fine, Sue. Go right ahead.
Okay. So I'm in a new relationship. We both got homes. And, you know, when you were talking about, like, the renting and stuff like that, I mean, is that a new a good option to do is hold on to one of the homes and rent it out? Or should we sell it and maybe purchase a cabin or a lake home or something like that? And because did you say something about that you need to at least live in one of them for a little while to make it where you can make some money?
Okay.
It all depends. It depends if you, I mean, if you're going to do a second home, as long as you live in the second home 51% of the time out of the year, all right, or you don't rent out the property more than 49% of the time, you would still qualify for second home financing. So the key is if you're going to buy a second home with second home financing, but you're going to decide to rent it out full time, you can't do that.
So, Sue, do both of you own those homes free and clear, or do you still have balances on them?
My home is owned outright. I did take out a small little home improvement loan on it. So it's not kind of... I had cash put into like a separate savings account that I pull out when I need to do fixing up.
Right.
His has got a mortgage.
Got it. And which one do you think that you would want to keep? If you had
mine, his has got a lot of work to be done, but it's like where its location is because it's in a neighborhood. I don't know which one has the better value.
Got it.
I mean, mine has a lot of land.
Okay.
But
well, I tell you, if your long-term goal is to get a lake place, have kind of hit the coming off of the top, in my opinion, where prices we're at an all-time high. So, and there's still a lot of buyer demand. So if you needed to sell, now would be a good time to do it and get the lake place. You know, interest rates right now, Phil said, was, you know, 5, what'd you say last week?
No, 5.25, 5.125 could be higher. Depends on credit. But you know, the other thing you could potentially look at is the property is free and clear. You could turn that property into the rental. You're going to cash flow like crazy. Then you take out a whole small home equity loan or a small home second mortgage, and then you take the money out of that property to buy your second home. Now you've got a primary residence, you've got a second home, and now you've got an investment property. And I will guarantee if we run the numbers on that property that's free and clear, you're going to cash flow beautifully.
Right. Especially if it's a house.
And yeah. Sue, the next thing that you're going to do is that you're going to talk to Mimi and Phil before you make any of these decisions so they can set you up with a real estate attorney so that your love for this person does not ruin your financial future. Like, so
great advice.
Yeah, so y'all need to talk to somebody first because it sounds like, especially since her house is already paid for, I just don't want her love.
Here's
I'm
the
a buzzkill her love.
Here's the other thing.
I
would look at the rent schedules for both of these properties to see which one is going to rent the best, mm-hmm. which one's going to cash flow. And Sue, the best way for you to start that is to have Mimi come over, mm-hmm. look at both of these properties, and then we can put together, you know, kind of a written proposal for you, and I can extrapolate numbers for you. Ultimately,
oh, yeah, Sue, he loves to do the numbers.
Yes.
Oh, I love my numbers. Yes. You guys all know that. Come on.
Look how excited he got, Sue, when he got to start running math for you. So,
And plus, you know, if you start working with us now, you qualify for our inflation buster gas card.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Phil, our producer...
We can all use that.
Absolutely. So, Sue, if you don't mind, we'll have our producer go ahead and get your contact information, and then Mimi's going to go ahead and line up with you, because I'm very excited on your behalf, and so I'll be the wet blanket. We're going to get you paid first. Okay, and then we'll worry about your love later. All right, so we'll get that all together.
He even said that. He goes, don't worry, we'll do a prenup.
Yes.
There you go.
Well done.
I'm old-fashioned, but I think it's smart.
It's very smart. Yes. All right. Congratulations, Sue. We're going to help you secure your love and also your financial future courtesy of this investment property.
We need to get that copyrighted.
What?
We're going to, whatever you just said.
Oh, secure your financial future. Yeah. And your life, yeah, and your financial future.
All right, so there's a great scenario right there that you can beat inflation with. We've got a house that's free and clear. Mm-hmm. We've got another house that's in a very desirable area. But at the same point in time, they're going, should we sell?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you shouldn't sell. Maybe you should just buy.
Right.
And we leverage and then create more wealth.
Absolutely.
With the rental income.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could also, you've got programs where you use assets to qualify too.
Oh, yes.
And so that could possibly help.
You can't use assets of properties. They have to be like stocks, bonds, annuities, 401ks. That's called an asset depletion program. And we've talked about that before, but I want to kind of stay on task.
Okay.
Listen, y'all are driving me crazy.
What?
Moving things around.
We're going to go back to the FHA. Okay. We're going to talk about financing before we talk to Sue.
No. So here's what I'm going to tell people.
Yes.
And this is a public service announcement. My own opinion, nobody else's. And y'all can chime in if you want to. For those people who are getting offers on your homes from corporations, big corporations, this is hurting our real estate community.
I agree.
It's hurting our buyers. Those corporations will never, ever sell those properties. It's keeping a regular person from buying a house and getting started. It's my personal opinion. Yes, they're going to throw a lot of money at you, but if you get another offer from a real person, that's the better offer for the community.
Right. I mean, not only, like, we talk, you know, on a regular basis, even before we got to this part in the show, talking about people like me wanting to end up having an investment property, people like Sue trying to decide what they're going to do with their next home. Mm-hmm. And when these big companies are the ones doing it, then it just keeps everybody renting
forever. It's just the rich get richer.
Exactly. So I don't think that it's in the best interest of the community either.
Phil, and you said that you saw a special on 60 Minutes that was talking about this. And there was
a special. And then there was this family that's been trying to get a home now for 10 months. And they're very good buyers, good credit. They were right on 60 Minutes, and I believe that was the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked for like 10 minutes how difficult they're having to buy a house because they're not up against Mr. and Mrs. Smith buyer.
Right.
They're up against the 3Ms of the world, and I'm just throwing out as a company name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so that's just that's our opinion. You know, yes, it's going to be tough to pass up more money,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes you got to take one for the team.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're able to do that and help out the community, I think that it's a good thing to do.
And I'm trying to look at it from a position of raising, like, for, you know, for me, like having my sister move into my rental so that she can work on things and then buy her own home. That's what I'm trying to do, is figure out how to get all of the people in my circle to be able to get to that level. And so, so it's another thing where it's like, okay, I could be greedy and do X, but instead I'm going to do this and do Y.
Yeah, we talked about...
Because I'll still do well.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about it on another show. We called it Rise Up.
Right, exactly.
Rise Up. Real estate, if you take a look, statistic-wise, has been the greatest, it is, wealth builder for consumers in the United States.
Right.
And why... I don't know why the government wouldn't step in and say, hey, they're creating a monopoly here, all right, and it's hurting the consumers.
Right.
Well, we just want to share our real opinion because we're human just like everybody else.
Absolutely.
And this is how we feel.
Right.
You know, so, Phil, I think, you know, what do you want to talk about next? Soft seconds?
We can talk seconds. We can talk... It is financing for second homes. We could even talk some financing on investment properties.
Right. Before we go to break, though, can we go to the phone one more time and we'll just get this question in the air?
Sure.
I'm not sure if it's a coincidence that this is a Cindy or the same Cindy regarding an addition or remodel question for our friends, Phil and Mimi. Cindy, what's your question, please, for the Red Hot Real Estate Show? Cindy, are you with us?
Oh, I am. I don't know if this is, you know, something you can answer, but I'm considering at this time adding an addition, including like a two-car garage to my home. Is it a good time to to remodel like that and, you know, invest in something like that.
What's your reason for wanting to add it?
Well, just a little history. I live in a house that I purchased 15 years ago, and it was $223,000. It's all paid off. It's a small house, and I have a garage that's down. It's a kind of a large property, and the garage is at the end of the long driveway. So I want to bring the garage. I guess I'd like to make it more of a, I plan to stay here indefinitely, and I'd like to make it more accessible, have the garage added to the home.
Well, it sounds like a good thing to me.
Yeah.
I think everybody would want a garage in Minnesota, you know, and it closest to the house as you can get it.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
The only thing I would tell you is I think that specific opportunity you're talking about might be better in a year or 2 years down the road, because I do believe we're going to see lumber costs and all those other material costs go down.
Okay.
So unless you absolutely need it right now, I think if it was me, I would hold off, and I would hold off for maybe 1 to 2 years.
Yeah. I'm thinking that. I think what I'm going to, you know, when I considered all of that, I think what I'm going to do is maybe get the ball rolling with the plan and all of that.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You know, all right. Thank you. I'm kind of thinking that. All right. Thank you.
Phil can help you with that too. Right. So we'll have him reach out to you.
Absolutely. So when we get back, we're going to take our break. Thank you very much for calling us, Cindy. Okay. And we're going to go ahead and come back and talk about what again?
We're going to talk about investment properties.
All right. You can also be part of the show. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071, also available on MyTalk1071.com. Just use the keyword Red Hot. Okay, we're going to get to that investment side of things. Now we have all those questions. All right. So we do appreciate when everybody calls, though, at 651-641-1071.
We love talking to all the people that call.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
We'd rather do that than anything.
I'd rather take calls all day long.
Right. We'll always put on hold what we thought we were going to talk about something that impacts one of our My Talkers.
100%.
For sure.
So we want to talk about what you're concerned about. Mm-hmm. All right, Phil. You know, there's all kinds of different kinds of second homes and investment properties. We're not just talking about lake homes.
Right.
You know, there's just anything. Hobby farms, condos, you know, second homes at a beach, someplace, you know, south.
Here, let me give you an example. Client works in Minneapolis, but they own a property up near Hinckley, and they're driving from Hinckley to Minneapolis every day.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. That's a hike. Yes.
Well, guess what? We'll buy a second home here in Minneapolis. Now you live in your second home here in the cities, and then you commute to your primary resident on the weekend, and how much gas have you just saved?
Right, right.
And then you've got these niche business opportunities, like traveling nurses.
Yes.
You've got flight attendants that need a place to stay that are, you know, back and forth. There's lots of things that people need and that you could fill a need for them.
Right, where they need to be there for like 6 to 8 weeks sometimes, and then they'll travel someplace else. Totally.
Yeah, exactly. And that can be a second home. It's just got to make sense.
Okay.
All right. It's got to basically pass the mustard test, to speak.
Yes.
Right. Okay, Phil, let's do some math. I need a sounder for this.
Okay.
Hope.
We'll make a list.
Math.
Yeah.
All right. So you want me to talk about the quad?
Yeah. Let's talk about the quad.
All right. Well, in the first scenario we talked about a second home Airbnb, and in the end you saved $5,900 a year. You made $5,900.
But that was only 12 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we buy a quad. We move into one of the units.
Okay.
We move into one of the units.
Yes.
Because then it's a primary residence.
Correct. Right. Mm-hmm. It's now considered a primary residence, and you get a better interest rate.
Right.
You rent out the three properties, and me taking maintenance, legal reserve fees, rental insurance, minus vacant renter. In other words, we built in one full year of one of these units being empty.
Because that could happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Your return on investment. 16.44%. Your total net income, $24,000 in your pocket. That's $2,000 a month. You don't have a mortgage payment.
Right.
You don't have a mortgage because the other three renters
are paying for
it. But guess what? Yeah. I built in maintenance of 10%. Mm-hmm. I built in a legal reserve of 3%. I built in renter's insurance. And how important is a legal reserve to have?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Can you talk about that?
Yes. I mean, definitely. Because you never know what's going to happen. And you don't want to be doing this yourself. So, yeah, I mean, it happened to me already where I had to hire an attorney to help me navigate some things with my renter. And I'm so glad that I had that expert, you know, prepared, you know, kind of thing.
So I've built in all the numbers here. Literally, you could buy a quad. Yes, it's going to be expensive.
Right.
$800,000.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to put 25% down.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what's 25% down? That's $200,000. Okay. But for those people, there's people out there that got $300,000 sitting in their checking and their savings right now. And go ahead and look at your statement, folks.
Right.
Well, what are you making?
The other thing that really makes sense to me, the thing that I think for you, Ms. Shannon,
yes,
is I see this as a really good second viable option,
right?
Because of this main reason. You can then make it your primary residence. Whereas if you just do it as a pure investor, you're going to have to put so much more down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in both scenarios I've talked about, I have not even indexed appreciation. I've put appreciation at zero.
Okay. Nor have you talked about depreciation,
which we love
in investment property.
And the other thing to keep in mind, if you're in a property like this, and I just went through this because of my current property, if you move, we talk about having family move in and what we're doing, like kind of stuff. There's actually in a lot of places a way where if you have family move in, then you either it still saves you money. So not only can you help your family, but you can still do that. And so I just had this conversation with somebody. So there's lots of ways you can get this done.
Another piece I haven't even talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your tax accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you get a lot of tax write-offs. Mm-hmm. Now you can create a business.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can write off more, which means you pay less money to the federal government at the end of the year. I haven't taken that into play here.
Right.
I haven't taken appreciation or depreciation into play here. We're just talking raw numbers.
Right.
Expenses, assets, or revenue minus expenses.
Okay, right. So I want to just break it down line by line of what this numbers looks like before we go into our last finale for the day. We're like, what are we doing? So let's just take it. Monthly rental, Phil, each line, go through it and tell what it is, not the percentage.
Monthly rental is $2,000 a month per unit equals $96,000 total rents received in the year. Okay? Maintenance, 10% is $9,600. That's an expense. Legal reserve. You should have a legal reserve every year. Put money into this legal account until you sell this property because you never know when you might have to hire a lawyer. $3,200. Rental insurance, $1,800 a year. You want to have a good renter's policy. Then you have to take into account a vacant renter. I've got $24,000 in there.
Okay.
And keep in mind that if you're owner occupying it, you know, that also reduces your risk.
Correct.
Correct. Now, your yearly PITI, that's your principal interest taxes and insurance with no mortgage insurance, is $57,516.
Okay.
When you take your total revenue minus your total expense, you net $24,000 a year. That's an increase of $2,000 a month.
Right.
And guess what? You then take that $24,000 and you divide it by your $200,000. You're at a 16.44% rate of return on your $200,000 that you originally invested, not counting this property going up in value, not counting you visiting the tax accountant and doing your tax write-offs and maybe setting up an LLC. And now you have additional ways to write things off.
Right. Yeah.
The depreciation on rental property is definitely something that makes this worthwhile. You definitely want to talk to your tax accountant about that. If this is something that you're interested in, or you know friends or someone who's thinking, I'm not getting any return on my money, reach out to us, 651-578-2218, call or text.
Right, and we'll also see you next week. Reminding you to get this episode and previous episodes by going to our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot.